The previous question is ordered. And the House will be in order.
House Speaker John Boehner and his fellow Republicans hope to gain congressional seats in November by focusing on the troubled rollout of President Obama's health care law.
Why did the president mislead the American people when he promised they could keep their health care plan? Why is Obamacare forcing Americans to lose access to the doctors they like?
Democrats insist public support for the law will increase over time. But even President Obama acknowledges that Democrats are paying a political price in the short term.
There is no doubt that our failure to roll out the ACA smoothly has put a burden on Democrats, whether they're running or not, because they stood up and supported this effort through thick and thin.
The president's party often loses seats in the second-term midterm election, and the fate of the health care law will have a major impact on the elections, says analyst John Fortier.
And I think the uncertainty of what will happen between now and the midterm elections is really the biggest factor. Uncertainty for the American people, but also for a lot of Democrats who are nervously eyeing the elections themselves and wondering how they're going to be affected.
Public attitudes toward Congress are dismal in the wake of the government shutdown in October, says Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown.
The American people are frustrated. They see what's going on in Washington and scratch their heads and say, can't these guys make anything happen?
Lawmakers with Tea Party support got much of the blame for the shutdown, and that has sparked a new battle within the Republican Party, says Republican strategist Ford O'Connell.
Many mainstream Republicans are now pointing the finger at the Tea Party as well, not just Democrats. The Tea Party is on to the right issues. The question is, are they going to change their tactics and their messaging?
House Speaker Boehner recently lashed out at conservative groups that oppose compromise.
Well, frankly, I think they're misleading their followers. I think they're pushing our members in places where they don't want to be. And frankly, I just think that they've lost all credibility.
Democrats won control of the House in 2006, but Republicans won it back in 2010. No major tide for either party is expected this year, says analyst Rhodes Cook.
I don't think we're going to have any big wave election like that, in part because we had it, in 2010. Those seats that were ready to topple, have toppled. We're down basically to seats that both is on pretty firm ground for the Republicans.
Republicans are favored to hold their majority in the House, and the real battle will be for control of the now democratically held Senate. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.